When you look at the history of our species, the fact that one day the world should be so prosperous, even though the population is increasing,
right.
That is really astonishing.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Marian Tupi. He's a senior policy analyst at the Cato Institute, and he's also the editor of Human Progress, a website that tracks human progress. Marian, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Talk a little bit about human progress. What is the quintessence of it? What are you trying to do with it?
Well, about 3 years ago, I read Matt Ridley's Rational Optimist, and the book really struck me as not only a very impressive collection of interesting statistics, but also an explanation of why the humanity is doing as well as it is. I thought to myself, well, what can we do in order to bring it to ordinary people?
Right.
You and I know that things are getting better, but ordinary people don't. And so we thought, why don't we create a website which doesn't only produce or provide human development indicators like the World Bank does, you know, the usual suspects,
right.
Education, child mortality,
longevity,
that sort of thing. But also things like, for example, prices of food.
Right.
You know, how much does a pound of beef cost you today as opposed to 30 or 40 years ago? You know, relating it to people, prices of airline tickets, anything that pertains to
right.
human development.
Okay, and so the site went live last fall. It's doing well. Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk with you about is that recently the Pope Francis of the Catholic Church, who speaks for 1 billion-plus global Catholics, he came out with statements that were interesting, and I think largely because they were erroneous. And let's talk about that. First, he said that things were getting worse in many parts of the world, that, like, you know, in actual absolute terms, things are getting worse, and that capitalism is one of the main culprits in this. How do you respond to the Pope's kind of critique of capitalism?
Well, I think there are two issues here. First of all, the Pope is under the impression that the markets are free, that the markets are unfettered.
Right.
He uses the expression totally autonomous markets.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, over the past 20 years, so Washington alone has produced something like 80,000 different regulations.
Right.
Regulatory burden is $1.6 trillion. We don't really have free markets as such, and the situation is even worse in Western Europe. So that's point number one.
Right.
It's simply mistaken to think about the world.
Although you do, I mean, you do agree that we have generally free markets.
We have a mixed economy.
But
we have a mixed economy.
But, you know, most economists would say, okay, there's a lot of trade. People own property, and they're able to more or less sell it. You know, sell things. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the Pope wanted to complain about something, he shouldn't be.
I think
right. complaining about unfettered capitalism, but about the different distortions of capital in current crony capitalism, such as bailouts and subsidies and permits and licenses and so on, which really benefit special interest groups,
right.
public or private, but not really people as a whole.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one thing, you know, and certainly people in America, in the U.S. and Western Europe should be pushing back against bailouts of major financial institutions. But then the cronyism in the former Soviet Union and in Eastern Europe and Asia and Africa, this is far more severe, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, we are very fortunate that we have things like the rule of law. We have independent judiciary, we have property rights, we have relatively uncorrupted police forces.
Mm-hmm.
And in post-communist countries, what we have seen over the last quarter of a century, really since the fall of the Berlin Wall, is that economically these countries are doing very well,
mm-hmm.
But the institutions are much more difficult to build. So the hope is obviously that as people become richer,
mm-hmm.
They become more demanding of their political rights and start demanding also better level of governance.
So, basically what you're saying is that the Pope has it backwards. He should be moving towards unfettered capitalism, and that the problem are the fetters or the restraints on capitalism that allow governments and businesses to siphon off money to preferred
yes,
or privileged rent seekers.
Absolutely. The research that we have, looking at Economic Freedom of the World report published by the Fraser Institute
mm-hmm.
in Canada, you know, that's data spanning 40 some years. And what we see is that in countries with a greater level of economic freedom, the poor are richer,
mm-hmm.
they own a greater share of national wealth, there is less corruption, and there are greater political and civil liberties
well,
than in countries which have less economic freedom. Well, so he should be advocating, he should be really advocating in favor of more economic freedom rather than less economic freedom.
And by economic freedom, we're talking basically about the ability to kind of own property, transfer it, and whatnot.
And to start a business without having to wait for a year for somebody to stamp your documents.
Well, this, to get to the second point of your critique of the Pope's comments, you know, in fact, things are getting better as economic freedom advances in many places. So talk a little bit about that, because the Pope is saying, no, you know, things are absolutely getting worse. And where is he off base on that?
Well, it's an astonishing thing because, of course, the document, the papal exhortation, it's 40 pages long or something like that. And it doesn't have a single reference. It doesn't have a single quotation. But the Pope says there is more violence, there is more poverty, there is greater inequality, and there is a greater spread of disease. Mm-hmm. Now, in fact, we know that absolute poverty is declining throughout the world.
What is absolute poverty?
Absolute poverty is measured by $1 a day per person
or
$1.25 per person. And we know that those numbers are declining throughout the world. And if the current trends continue, the Brookings Institution tells us by about 2030, we shouldn't have any countries or absolute poverty should be effectively eliminated.
And I mean, this is stunning because nobody really saw this coming, right?
Nobody saw it coming. And when you look at the history of our species, the fact that one day the world should be so prosperous, even though the population is increasing.
Right.
That is really astonishing.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. And we can also learn from Human Progress, the website sponsored by the Cato Institute that Marian Tupi edits. We've been talking with Marian Tupi, who is a senior policy analyst at Cato Institute in Washington, D.C., and the editor of Human Progress, a website that pulls together all kinds of fascinating data about positive and some negative developments happening. Thank you, Marian.
Thanks for having me.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.